Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, November 29th, 2010, end of November, getting into Christmas season. They're already out there screaming, you've got to max out your credit cards or the terrorists are going to win. And I had a very, very nice, enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday. If you are trying to reach us through our website, we have been under hacker attack all morning. Ever since we started questioning whether WikiLeaks' latest document dump was an honest expose of what's been going on in the halls of government, or if in point of fact it is a very, very clever propaganda operation designed to get you to accept all kinds of lies and deceptions about Iran that you would normally dismiss if the corporate media told you, but because it's supposedly coming from a group that is hostile to the government, meaning WikiLeaks, that you will believe it. And of course, this is a very, very old propaganda trick. Nobody will believe the TV networks anymore, so we'll set up this phony group over here that claims that they're fulfilling the whistleblowing role and so forth and so on. But if you really look at what's going on with WikiLeaks, it really is not holding up at all. And, you know, we're trying to clear the situation with the server, but apparently right now, we are getting slammed. I know the servers in Germany and Hungary are involved in this thing, and it's a fight. Basically, this is the last battle. They're trying to sell you the lie that we got to go kill Iran and we got to go support Israel and we got to do all these other things, and it's a very, very clever propaganda package. We're going to be talking about it a little bit later in the show, but I wanted to start off with an example of the mental capability of your typical government drone. And of course, I'm talking about Commissar Napolitano, who over the weekend issued a directive that personal packages, that is packages not originating with a known business, but like, you know, your aunt is sending you some cookies or something in the mail. Packages that weigh more than 0.9 pounds, sent from outside the United States into the United States must have on the package, will not be delivered unless they have the recipient's name, obviously, the address where it's to be delivered, and the social security number. And I'm wondering what is going on with this woman. Because, I mean, basically what she's setting up is between now and Christmas, everybody who handles the packages coming into this country from Japan, and presumably other countries, but we know it's for a fact from Japan, anybody handling those packages, all the temporary postal workers, all the temporary UPS and FedEx and all the rest of them, are going to have in one nice convenient location your name, your address, and your social security number. Can you say identity theft? I'll bet you the identity thefts are already lining up at the post office saying, I want to be a temp worker for Christmas. They're going to walk away with tons and tons of stolen IDs. It's one of the most insane things I've ever seen. And yet this is what Napolitano is saying we must do to thwart Osama bin Laden for a very, very, very long time. Now, over the weekend, of course, we had another interesting story. Now, there's been this bogus story about TSA in Colorado that started on a parody site, and it's sort of being passed around like it's real, and it is. You got to be careful. But there was a real story. A TSA worker kidnapped a woman, took her home, raped her, then gave her his car and a suicide note and tried to kill himself, didn't succeed on that. Turns out he had a prior record. Which means TSA, which is proclaiming that all that they do is in the name of security and keeping the public safe, aren't even doing background checks on their own people. And they're not changing the gloves, you know, for 10, 20 passengers at a time. So if you're the last one, you know, before the gloves get changed, then you get to inherit all the body crabs and the syphilis and ringworm and everything else that everybody before you had. They're not. It's not about safety. It's about dictatorship. It's about making a ton of money. All right, we're coming up on the end of this first segment. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. When we come back, we're going to be getting into this whole WikiLeaks situation because this is a huge, huge propaganda fraud. We'll be right back. And the music is there any music? I'm not hearing music. I'll keep talking until I hear music. There's the music. Okay, we'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this latest WikiLeaks document dump. And what we're dealing with here is a propaganda tactic called poisoning the well, or simply a false flag. And what it is WikiLeaks, which came out of nowhere. Nobody knows where Julian Assange really came from. You know, he's got a very, very obscured background. And he comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he's got a lot of money to play with, and he gets the one video of the helicopter gunship attack that killed a bunch of reporters. Which, by the way, when he released it, it wasn't really news. It had already been reported on. But he got the video and he put it out there, and all of a sudden, overnight, he is the darling of the whistleblowing websites. And from then on, we start getting fed basically rat poison. And what I mean by that is rat poison is 95% tasty, healthy food. And the job of that tasty, healthy food is to get you to eat the 5% that is poison. And so what we've gotten, and the current dump is exactly the same. We get a bunch of documents that tell us things we already knew, nothing new. Like, you know, the UN diplomats are spying on each other. Boy, there's a stop the presses on that one, right? And then they feed in what they really want us to believe. And here's what's going on. The U.S. government and Israel understand fully they have lost the war for the minds of America and the world as waged on the corporate media. Okay? They know that if they put something on the media that says Iran are bad, that the public is just going to say, that's just the media and the government lying to us again. So what they've done is they've created this phony group that is hostile to the government. They're a threat to the national security. They're placing us in danger. They're helping the terror. And they make this big to-do over it so that when he comes out with a document dump, then all of a sudden Julian Assange can tell you some pretty bizarre things and they think you're going to believe it. And if you don't believe me, go back and search on some of the things that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have said. They, Julian Assange says there is no 9/11 conspiracy. He says it's a distraction. There is no 9/11 conspiracy, certainly not one involving Israel. Julian Assange, in the last document dump, made the claim that weapons of mass destruction had indeed been found in Iraq and that Osama bin Laden is still alive and in charge of Al-Qaeda. This is what he's feeding us. And a junk in there. And like I said, it's all old news. We already knew all this stuff. But they put it in there to make it look like this is something real. And then the media harumps and says, oh my goodness, this is terrible stuff. You shouldn't want to look at that. Which, of course, they're hoping the Banned in Boston effect. You'll rush right over and you'll read through all of it. And because it's coming from a hostile, nudge, nudge, wink, wink source, that you will basically read it and accept it at face value. And, of course, it's just complete nonsense. And I'll tell you what really gives it away. Last May, Israel attacked an international aid flotilla in the middle of the Mediterranean waters, well out of Israel's territorial boundaries. And they killed a lot of people. They captured a lot of ships. They took people prisoners. Just horrible, horrible abuse. Now, whether you agree with what Israel did or not, and I certainly don't, it did provoke a major diplomatic crisis. And yet, in this huge document dump, supposedly of diplomatic cables that show the inner workings of the government, there is not a single cable in there that's critical of Israel. In fact, the Jerusalem Post is already bragging. The WikiLeaks vindicate Israel. We were right in everything we did, and everybody else is wrong. I mean, like slap a neon sign on your head saying, we did it, we did it, we did it. You know what's going on here? Israel can't help but brag and drop hints. They have this neurotic need to prove to the rest of the world how clever they were to come up with WikiLeaks and everything. Only it wasn't that clever. There are bloggers all over the web that are pointing out this thing is nonsense. It's a joke. It can't possibly be real. It's a propaganda operation. Julian Assange is a manufactured front to try and shovel the same manure at us using a different pitchfork. And it's really not going to work. And the bottom line here is that, you know, for Assange to, basically Assange, everything that comes out of there, everything that's come out of these WikiLeaks document dumps basically supports Israel's agenda. Gotta go kill Iran. Israel is right in everything that it does. It's just propaganda. It's a hoax. And, you know, most of it, like I said, is old news, and everything else that's in there basically distills down to, you know, Iran is bad, so you should want to kill them. Saudi Arabia is bad because they're funding Al-Qaeda, so you should want to kill them. North Korea is bad because they gave really long-range missiles to Iran for Iran to put their nuclear warheads on, so you should want to go kill them. China is messing with your computers, so you should want to go kill them. That's basically it, in a nutshell, of all these documents. And that about really sums it up, okay? And like I said, there is nothing negative about Israel in all of these diplomatic messages. Remember, Israel holds the world record for most defiance of United Nations resolutions. There's going to be diplomatic traffic about that, but it's not in the document dump. And as I said before, Jerusalem Post has run an article basically bragging, WikiLeaks vindicates us. See, we're good. They're all bad. We're the voice of reason. Gotta go kill the other people. And you know something? It is so overblown and heavy-handed. You know, it really is obvious to anybody who stops for a second and says, okay, yeah, there's nothing in, you know, in these documents that really embarrasses anybody. It's all supporting the ongoing agenda of building a case to attack Iran. Okay? Now, I want to point out something. The reason why we know this is hugely, hugely propagandistic, and it's a hoax. Remember when the ClimateGate scandal broke? And we're going to get onto the Cancun thing here a little bit later in the show. When the ClimateGate scandal broke, the New York Times refused to publish any of the emails or the software codes that proved it was all a fraud and a fake. And the New York Times gave the excuse that they weren't going to publish the documents because they might have been illegally obtained. Okay? That was the excuse for not giving any news coverage to the ClimateGate scandal. So here we are with this whole WikiLeaks document dump. The government is screaming these were stolen documents and illegal, and the New York Times is running them. They're running them. They're summarizing them. They're excerpting. They're interpreting and analyzing. It's front page news. That right there tells you this is not a leak. It's a sales campaign. They're selling you this idea that you can trust these documents because we didn't want you to see them. Here, have more, have more, have more. But ClimateGate, which basically showed that this entire push for carbon taxes and global environmental authority was based on an absolute fraud. Oh, we can't report that. Those documents were acquired illegally. You know, if that rule had been applied back during the Nixon era, we never would have heard about Watergate. Because the revelations that led to the support for the story in the Washington Post, many of those were acquired, you know, through less than legal channels. If the New York Times is only going to publish documents they acquire legally, then basically they're admitting they're a mouthpiece for the federal government. Because the government is going to say anything that we did not release to you is technically illegal documents. So the fact of this double standard of treatment really underscores, you know, ClimateGate was a real leak. It was very damaging to the IPCC and Hadley CRU and Penn State and Al Gore and that whole push for carbon tax and carbon credits. It was very damaging. It was really exposing that there are large-scale conspiracies that cross multiple institutions, multiple individuals, all of the corporate media. And the New York Times sat on it, on this excuse that the documents proving the fraud had been obtained illegally. So now we have all these other documents, and the New York Times is giving them front page coverage. Is it not suspicious? Why? Of course it is. It absolutely is. All right? The bottom line is, you know, for all of this nattering and gromishing about, oh, it's a threat to national security and it's dangerous and so forth and so on, this WikiLeaks document dump has done absolutely no damage to the policy of attacking Iran. And Mullen's out there today saying, yeah, we're still thinking about doing it. They're still thinking about doing it. What have these documents really changed? They haven't changed anything. They're just reinforcing the old lies about why we got to go off and solve our economic problems by murdering all the people who've got money or who are holding the IOUs from the United States government. Nothing changed. Nothing whatsoever. And I think Jerusalem Post really, if there's one downfall of the Jewish culture throughout history, it's when they pull something like this off, they can't resist dropping hints about it. They're so amazed with their own cleverness, they just got to talk about it. And the Jerusalem Post is out there saying, see, this vindicates us. Nothing damaging about Israel. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, if you've got a document dump that is supposedly damaging everybody on planet Earth except Israel, that tells you who is the author of the document dump here. Okay, the document dump is trying to say that even though all the other Arab nations in the Middle East are saying that they're opposed to Israel and they don't want an attack on Iran, this document dump is trying to say secretly they do. Trust us, really secretly. They want us to go in there and kill Iran for them. It's nonsense. It is an incredibly bald-faced hoax, and I'm rather relieved to see across the net in the blogosphere, I was looking earlier today, nobody's falling for it. The corporate media is proclaiming it. I don't think they're going to get a lot of traction on it, and I think probably by the end of the week this story will be completely gone because they're not getting the traction they wanted. Mostly it has to do with the fact that the American people are very, very skeptical of everything they see, hear, and read. They're not going to accept it just because it comes down through a different sewer pipe. They're very discerning, and that's a good thing. I think that is the victory of the blogosphere, a skeptical, analytical America. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sorry I didn't get to your call, Mike. Manny's in the control room answering the phones, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Now, obviously, what the media is trying to get you to forget all about between Korea and WikiLeaks and Leslie Nielsen passing away, they don't want you paying attention to what's going on with the economy because the news is not good. Over in Ireland, the bankers are all screaming that if Ireland does not accept this bailout package, that the whole Eurozone could collapse, which it's going to anyway. All a bailout does is drive the countries deeper in debt. It's more pretty printed pieces of paper. It's not a solution. It's a delaying tactic, and all it does is put the bankers in a position to grab more of the real assets of the country when it all comes falling apart. Now, the IMF agreed to a bailout for Ireland, which means they will gladly turn on the printing press for a couple of hours and print up a bunch of pallets of the paper money. That's their commitment. And on the other side, they're making all these demands of Ireland, which basically amount to raise taxes, lower services, starve the people, fatten the bankers. That's what they're saying. Now, the Irish, bless them, absolutely are not going to stand for this. They had 100,000 Irish protesting this whole situation over the weekend, and apparently they've scared their own government because now it is very much in doubt that Parliament will vote to approve the bailout plan. And I think the straw that they were that broke the the back of this particular ugly camel, is Ireland was talking about using the pension funds of the Irish workers to help pay down the debts that were run up by this private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. That's what the euro is all about. It's a repeat of the Federal Reserve. It took almost 100 years for the Federal Reserve to destroy the United States of America. It's taken on, you know, considerably less time for them to do exactly the same thing to the eurozone. But that's what's going on. It's just more of this legalized counterfeiting and more of this debt trap system. Because remember, every one of these systems, these private central banks issuing the public currency at interest, the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private bank than ever actually exists. So you can never get out of debt. And all they talk about, a bailout and all the rest of it, it's just plunging the countries deeper into debt and deeper into the control of the bankers. And what does the IMF come in and do? It's the same with every single country. Gotta starve your people. Don't give them any more retirement. Don't fix the roads. Forget about the schools and hospital. You just gotta give us money, 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 money. And the Irish are saying, screw it. Now, over in Iceland, you know, they're putting together a whole new constitution. Remember, the Icelanders kicked out their government for selling out to the bankers. Just completely replaced the government. They're putting together a new constitution. They're going out of their way to avoid having a government dominated by lawyers and businessmen. They want a true representative of the people government. They're going to have carpenters in there and road layers and teachers. Exactly what we originally started in this country. They're going to put together a new constitution. And they're saying right now, yeah, Iceland went through some really rough times, but it would have been worse if they hadn't let the banks collapse. And that's really what it comes down to. So, you know, the IMF is screaming that the Irish have got to take the bailout, and the Eurozone is saying Ireland's got to take the bailout or it's going to just, you know, start collapsing the entire system like a bunch of dominoes. But the bottom line is, all the bailout is, it's more debt. It's another loan of the pretty printed pieces of paper. And it drives up inflation, which means the real buying power of the Irish people, or the American people, or the Spanish, or the Italians, or the French, or the Hungarians, or whoever else has gotten this trap, the real buying power doesn't go up. Look at what happened to Zimbabwe. They let their private central bank just have a field day. Now they're all carrying around these banknotes that are good for 1 billion, with a B, Zimbabwean dollars, which is worth about $1 American. That's how completely out of control the inflation got. That's what happens when you let the bankers run things. The bankers should not be the government. The banker should not even be in the process of creating money. That is a function that belongs to government. That's the way we set it up in this country. Every time you let the bankers start creating their money, it is a disaster. In fact, I challenge everybody listening to this show, I challenge you to find me any example anywhere in history in which the bank was given the authority to create money out of thin air that did not wind up in poverty and massive unemployment for the general population. You're not going to find it. You are not going to find it. Now, over in France, same thing. They're grabbing the people's pension funds to give to the banks to pay down these manufactured debts. Remember, most of this debt you're talking about, whether it's in France or here in the United States, it's money that never existed. It's this illusion, this fantasy called compound interest, which, you know, used to be considered a sin in Christian countries. It's still considered a sin in the Islamic countries. You know, which is why the bankers hate those gosh darn Muslims. They will not submit to the enslavement of compound interest. We've got to crush them into the dirt until they accept the world of banking as best serves us. So France has now, they're grabbing their people's retirement money to give to the banks in the debt, and Hungary and Ireland, and they're getting angry, and they should. They should be angry. And you know something? I came to a realization here. We're already being screwed for the bankers, only our government is too cowardly to tell us. That's how they're holding off the protests. I'll go into detail when we come back from this next break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let me pull down my level just a little tiny bit there. Now, we are seeing all these European countries, men and women of moral courage and principle, who are standing up in defiance of their government. In the case of Iceland, they kicked the government out. They fired them. They're in the process of forming a new government and a new constitution right now. And they fired the government over fiscal mismanagement. They fired the government for getting them into a debt situation that could never, ever, ever be paid off, which is exactly what's happened here in the United States three times now. And I think what's going on, when we look at the looting of our society and the absolute collapse of any kind of support for the infrastructure, I mean, our taxes are going to pay for brand new paved roads in the illegally occupied West Bank, Jews-only roads. Your tax dollars are paying for them, while our own rural road system is being allowed to go back to dirt and gravel because nobody's got money to fix the roads in this country. So I think what's going on is the United States is already looting your lives to give to the bankers, only they don't want to tell you because they know that would trigger a revolution, that we would have hundreds of thousands, millions of people in the street in the United States exactly as is happening in Europe right now. So they make up all these things about, oh, well, it's carbon tax, and we're doing it for the environment, and we've got Obamacare, which, you know, you're going to get hit with the biggest single tax increase in American history a month from now. It's going to slam you hard. but we're not actually supposed to see or expect any benefits from Obamacare for another 4 years. In other words, Obama will be safely out of office or close to the end of his term in office before people start saying, wait a minute, where's all this money going? You know, we have all these taxes we pay for roads and all that, and it's not being spent there. It's all being spent someplace else. Ostensibly, the war, certainly huge, vast sums of money being sent to Israel for no reason that anybody can determine. Meanwhile, our own financial system is looting the nation. Bernie made off with the loot, screwed his own investors for $65 billion. We've got this mortgage-backed security fraud. And we've got top financial experts saying we don't have a chance in the dark regions of turning this economy around until we start jailing the bankers who have been committing criminal fraud. And what we hear from our government is that they may indemnify it all and say, well, you know, we're sorry it happened and we can't do anything about it, but you're not allowed to actually prosecute and arrest the bankers. Remember when the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security went through, there was a rider saying, you cannot sue vaccine makers for any damage that their vaccines might cause. And this was when that whole thimerosal autism thing was coming out. And by the way, a very good friend of mine who lives one island over just got out of 3 days in the hospital. And according to her doctors, it was an adverse reaction to the latest flu vaccine. Ooh, cool. Isn't that great? So the economic news is absolutely lousy, and the facade of a soaring stock market is beginning to crumble. Meanwhile, here's the reality. Here's a story that we're hoping that you were not going to notice while they scream WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks all over the news media today. And that is that the outsourcing of American jobs is continuing. In fact, it's accelerating. Yes, there are some American companies, shamed by popular opinion, have tried to bring the jobs back here to the United States of America. But overall, the exodus of America's high-paying manufacturing and technology jobs is accelerating to China and these other countries, which is one of the reasons why the government is trying to say, oh, bad China, bad China. But if, you know, somebody in the chat room was saying, you know, well, I'm not going to pay taxes to this government anymore, whether you want to or not is no longer even relevant. We can't pay. We cannot pay the rising cost of living and the taxes and the rising interest on all the on this stuff with the jobs that have been left to us by government policy. Obama has had 2 years to change the tax laws to keep the high-paying jobs in this country, and he won't do it. Just like he had all that time to get the Minerals Management Service, you know, to do their job, and he didn't do that. Just like he had all that time to get the Securities and Exchange Commission to do their job, and he didn't do that. The man is an incompetent. And apparently he plays lousy basketball, too. But Obama has had 2 years to reverse the job loss in this country, and he hasn't done it. Why? Because the big corporate donors, they want to send the jobs to other countries, and they don't care what happens to you. The bankers are going to come in, and they're going to grab all your homes, because that's what really is of worth in this country. You think the bankers and Wall Street people think these are worth anything at all? They know this is just a piece of paper. It's a gaming token. It has no inherent value the way the U.S. money originally did. It's just a gaming token, and its value can be changed by government edict or Federal Reserve fiat anytime they want to. Every time Ben Bernanke flips on that printing press, buying power, real buying power, is evaporating from your pocket. It's like Voldemort has a magic wand, and your money is disappearing from your pocket and going into his. That's what Bernanke is doing. So, of course, in the best historical traditions of the United States of America, the solution to our economic hardship is going to be, let's get a good war going. Let's go out and murder people who've got expensive, valuable things that we need to steal, like oil or gold or whatever. And since we don't have any factories that can make anything anymore, let's go out and bomb their factories and level the playing field. Or at the very least, let's get a really good war going, so that we can, you know, make the American people forget about how the government screwed up the economy, screwed up manufacturing, screwed up the infrastructure, neglected the infrastructure, let the country rot on the vine while we're over there taking care of good old Israel. And that's why we're seeing this huge push. Now, at this particular moment, It looks like the propaganda buildup for an attack involving North Korea and China has fizzled. As a matter of fact, they just announced they're calling off a big part of the exercise with the United States and South Korea. They've called it off, saying it's weather. The weather satellite, it's cloudy. It doesn't look like there's storms. But that's the excuse they're giving. McCain is out there saying it's time to discuss regime change in North Korea because they're a secretive and repressive dictatorship. Senator McCain, have you actually gone through a TSA security gate at the airport anytime recently? You want to talk about repressive? I don't even think North Korea makes their people get naked in order to get on an airplane. If we want to talk about regime change, we've got a pretty much non-functional, defunct, bankrupt, and hopelessly incompetent government right here that frankly needs replacement. What we need is a cash for clunkers for the government. We take our present government, we drop it in the little crunching machine over at the junkyard and cube it up into this big block of old government papers and whatever, and we sell it to the scrap dealer. And the government, and then we'll buy a new government, and we get a tax credit to help pay for the new, more efficient, more green, better managed government. That's what we need. We need a cash for clunker government program here. But getting back to this situation with Korea, I mean, the United States government is already caught in a couple of wars. Iraq, Afghanistan, still sneering at Iran, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, who knows where all else. Okay? But the U.S. is pushing certainly very hard over this last weekend with war with North Korea and, by extension, China. And this began, we started to see the China bashing almost before the G20 in Seoul, South Korea was even over, when it was obvious that China was going to refuse to harm their own economy and their own people merely to accommodate the United States' desire for different exchange rates. China's, it's understandable. China will do what is in China's best interest to do. They always have, they always will. That is the norm. It is rather amazing that the United States' government is throwing a tantrum that China is going to not do what the U.S. wants it to do. And so we're seeing all this China bashing going on, including in the WikiLeaks documents. They're saying, oh, China's behind all the hacking of Google, and China's doing this, and China's doing that, and the whole situation. But you know something? The warning signs were there, okay? And the U.S. financial problems are not China's fault. Nobody forced the United States to grant those tax exemptions to corporations to offshore the manufacturing to other countries, including China, nor did anyone force the United States government to continue borrowing more money from China past the point of prudence. The U.S. government chose to do these things. And now that it's come back to haunt them, they're not manly enough to stand up and say, yeah, we kind of screwed the pooch on this one. How do we fix it? They're looking for a scapegoat. Okay, they're looking for somebody, that they can blame it all on, and more than that, they're looking for an out. The U.S. government is too deep in debt to ever pay it off, either to China or the privately owned Federal Reserve. The U.S. government has come to realize there is no more money to be had from the American people. We're tapped out. We're broke. We're taxed to poverty. The middle class has all but vanished. They can raise taxes all they want, doesn't mean they're actually going to get anything. In fact, I think it's beginning to realize, the more they raise taxes under IMF goading, the less tax revenues are actually going to result, because businesses continue to flee the United States to more tax-friendly havens, and the entire economy continues to grind to a halt. So we've got this, this crash of 2007. We've got the financial disaster is exacerbated by Wall Street's frauds and criminality that Alan Greenspan has admitted to. And the United States government is feeling cornered. They have got two possible courses of action. They could either say, we screwed up, we abdicate, or they can start a new world war and simply murder everyone the U.S. government owes money to. And it's looking like they've kind of decided on the latter course of action. Now, this is not without precedent, because King Philip IV was in hock up to his eyeballs to the Knights Templars, who set up one of the first international banking empires that there were. Because of papal dispensation, they were able to get away from the ban on compound interest. They called it rent to get around it, but they were allowed to collect interest on money loaned. And Philip the Fourth got in over his head, and his solution was kill them all. Wipe out the debt that way. They're not going to come knocking on the door and demanding to repossess the castle if they're all dead and burnt. And that was the reason the Templars were brought down, to get out of debt. So the governments will do these kinds of things. Kings will do these kind of things. Presidents will do these kind of things. So what Barack Obama needs is he needs another war. But he needs this one to be clean, because we're a war-weary population. We're tired of war. We're tired of seeing our kids come home in those cheap metal boxes with those awful U.S. flags made in China. Talk about final insult to injury. We're tired of the war. We're tired of the poverty. We're losing these wars. We look around our society every day at all the closed retail vacancies, all the empty homes, the homeless people piling up in our streets, and we understand we're losing the war. And Obama wants to sell us a new one, but he needs this one to be clean. We know the war with Iraq was started with lies about weapons of mass destruction. We know the war with Afghanistan was started with lies about Osama bin dead for a long time. All of our wars are started with lies. We don't have a war that we can feel good about. And the proof of it is this epidemic of our own soldiers committing suicide and massive, massive drug abuse problems. So Obama needs a war. He wants to bring back World War II, where we knew we were the good guys and the other people were the bad guys and we were justified doing everything that we did to the rest of the world. And that's what he wants. And that's why he's trying to create this situation about, oh, North Korea, they're shelling, they're restarting the Korean War. We need to go back in there and do it. And yet it's already known that South Korea provoked the whole crisis by firing into North Korean waters as part of the exercise. And the media spin is, oh, it's no big deal. They're just shooting in the water. What's the big deal? But like I said, you know, you've got a sizable population of Mexico that truly believes California should still belong to them. So if you had 20, 30,000 of these Mexicans lining up on the border by Tijuana, and the Mexican Navy started shelling the waters off of San Diego, how do you think the U.S. government is going to react to that? Actually, considering how they've been reacting so far with the Mexicans coming across the border anyway, they might just say, yeah, sure, come on over. But I think any normal, reasonable country is going to react very negatively when hostile forces start shooting guns in your general direction. That was the provocation. And the media is trying to somehow figure out some way they can make it all look like North Korea's fault. Fortunately, judging from the overnight poll numbers, they didn't get it. And that's why they're kind of backing off Korea now, and already we're going back to Iran. I need a war, any war, we've got, you know. And of course, the possibility of a false flag to kick it off. You know, at this point, I don't think there's anything that the corporate media, or WikiLeaks for that matter, can say that's going to convince America there's a really good reason for us to go and attack yet another one of Israel's enemies in the Mideast, let alone the North Koreans, who've got enough of their problems of their own. You know, they're not going to come bothering the United States of America. Okay, the only place that North Korea can actually reach with their missiles is Alaska, and I don't think they hate Sarah Palin that much. Or right here in Hawaii, and they like to vacation here as much as anybody else. I mean, I'm not worried about it. I'm sitting right here. I'm within reach of North Korea's missiles. I'm not concerned about it at all. I'm more terrified of our own government launching another phony, fake attack or suckering somebody into doing it like Roosevelt did with the Japanese. But our government is desperate, desperate, desperate for a war. And they're trying to find some way that they can get a war with China, because the instant there's hostilities with China, the debts go away. We're not going to pay you back all the money we owe you. We're at war with you. We don't pay bills to people we owe money to. Of course, that only works if we actually defeat China, and I don't think we're going to do that. And I'll tell you even worse. If we get into war with China, if the United States government gets into war with China, nuclear weapons are inevitable. Because China has a lot of foot soldiers, but they don't have the ships and planes to bring them across the Pacific to invade North America. The United States of America has got plenty of ships and planes, but they don't have enough soldiers to physically invade the Chinese mainland. So a war with China inevitably will go nuclear, with the U.S. strongly motivated to make it look like China has set off the first nuclear weapon in order to be able to, you'll pardon the expression, retaliate with nuclear weapons afterwards. So if there is a false flag to set off a war with China, it will involve a nuclear bomb someplace that we all care a lot about. We'll be right back. We didn't go to break. I'm sorry. I'm misreading the clock. I'm getting carried away here. But the situation here is, you know, it's very, very dangerous. And the U.S. government is feeling cornered. And, of course, cornered animals are the most dangerous. And we're seeing this behavior. They're just throwing out proclamations. They're not even thinking them through. Like this thing with Napolitano, saying, yeah, you got to have your social security number on packages coming into the country. Obviously, she's not thinking. She's just out there proclaiming to make it look like she's doing her job. All right, now we've got the music. Gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this whole North Korea, South Korea situation. And again, the provocative incident that started all of this was South Korea with U.S. advisors carrying out a military exercise in an area near North Korean waters. And the North Koreans said, do not cross the border, do not fire over the border, do not come close to our territory. And the South Koreans fired their artillery into the waters on the North Korean side of the border. And they're trying to say, oh, it's an exercise. It's just practice. This is nothing serious. Well, if it's just practice, why can't you practice the other direction? If you're firing over somebody's border, even if it's just into the water and you're killing a bunch of jellyfish, it's still a provocation. It's still a statement. We're going to cross your border whenever we want to. And obviously, North Korea is going to respond to that, which they did. And the media is trying to convince you they're the bad guys. China was saying, we've got to have talks about this. South Korea and the United States said, no, we don't want talks. We're going to let our guns talk. And, you know, China comes out and says, do not send your carrier battle group training exercise into our territorial waters. That will be highly provocative. So what's the first thing the United States does? It sails the USS George Washington and its battle group into China's territorial waters. They're trying to provoke a reaction that they can use to sell you this idea that, oh my goodness, we've got to go to war against North Korea and China. Same situation when the USS Maine was destroyed by a coal bunker fire, and they said, oh, it had to be a Spanish mine. We got to go to war. Or the USS Maddox in the Gulf of Tonkin. It turned out inexperienced sonar operator heard his own ship's propellers. But, oh, my goodness, it's torpedoes, those dastardly North Vietnamese. We got to go to war. Or here, right here in Oahu, right out that window, I can look down and see the Arizona Memorial, where you had Franklin Roosevelt provoking the Japanese, following that 8-step plan by ONI Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum. How can, you know, the plan was titled, how can I piss off the Japanese and get them to attack me because I need a backdoor into the war against Hitler? And Roosevelt followed all 8 of those steps, and Japan attacked. Roosevelt knew they were coming. It is an absolute lie that the fleet was maintaining radio silence. They were the SS Lurline, the passenger ship run by the Matson Steamship Company. Their radio operator was picking up the Japanese fleet transmissions, plotted them on a map. When they arrived at the Aloha Tower on December 4th, 3 days before the attack, gave the map to the Office of Naval Intelligence. There's still a receipt that they received the map, even though the map itself has long since disappeared. In other words, they knew. They knew, but they needed that attack to get the nation into a war. Our country has never gotten into a war where they weren't lying to somebody to do it. And it's not just the United States. Hitler did it at Gliwice, Germany. Sent his own people to attack the radio station. Said, oh, look, those nasty Polish people, those dastardly Polish people did it. We've got to attack them. All war begins with a deception. Because the leader that wants to start the war has got to lie and trick his own people into it. Otherwise, they'd say, no, we're not going to invade this other country just because you don't like their China pattern. You know, you don't like the way they dress or the food they eat or the gods they worship. We're not going to do that. That's very dangerous work, very tiring. The pay is lousy, and there's a possibility I might get killed. I'm not going to do that. So every war is started with the world leader concocting an illusion, a bit of theater, if you will, that you have no other choice but to go out and kill the people I want killed. Because we owe them way too much money to ever repay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in a minute.
It's true.